everybody. Well, this is our Saturday night CBS radio show, Creation Lightship Healing, and this is called Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going to the Lightship probably around 20 minutes before the hour, approximately. And let's clear the date for everybody. Oh, today is fifth month, and it's the 13th day, and it's 2017. So if you're on an archive, that's the day you're listening to. So let's do a clearing for the date. And if you feel the energy clearing off of you from this date, because if you're on an archive, then this will be in the past, then you may want to go back and see what you're hooked up to on this particular date. So here we go, taking away this energy, including people listening live. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. That feels pretty good to me. Okay, let's energize the light being or beings on your monitor screen or maybe your smartphone or TV set. So here we go. Bring in male energies. So here they come. And you're going to feel peace come into your room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and if you have an incident situation, physical pain or something happening today, or some other time, emotional traumas will release that one situation from you. So you have to think of one particular situation. It could be anything in your life that you, have experienced. And here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so I guess we're ready to bring Ann on. Ann, are you out of the BBS makeup room and got your voice all tuned up?
Yes, I do, Ron. Good evening and welcome listeners. This is Ron Ametron speaking, and he is our light being here on Earth who is helping us to ascend, to get off of this Earth, hopefully in one piece. And he has a wonderful website, creationlightship.com. As he mentioned, tonight is Saturday night, so we will be having a trip to Creation Lightship. You'll want to prepare a bit for that by having a healing you'd like to request in mind. You can write it down now in case you get very peaceful, as we often do during these calls and shows. So that the light beings know what you would like to have worked on when we're there. Another thing is you may request rooms to visit. Pretty much anything in nature that you would like to experience, you can request. And animals or, I guess, forests, rainforests, that kind of thing are nice too. Waterfalls we've done and gone to. So you can send an email about either of those, well, not your healing, that's private, but your room you'd like to visit to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click on the fast chat link on the BBS radio station page. And welcome again. Today we had a wonderful ascension preparation call where Ron charged water for us, and he has another live healing call that starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time. There's information about that on Ron's website, and you can read that and still sign up for it and join us tomorrow, where Ron will be doing 7 hours of healing on Creation Lightship. So we have some testimonials, Ron, about the healings you've been doing this week, and I thought we would start with those, if that's okay. So, okay, here's one about today. Thank you for the special work you did today on our bones and bone marrow. I am very peaceful, relaxed, and feel healthy and strong this evening. And another one about what I didn't mention is Ron also does calls on the weekdays at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. The information about those is also on Ron's website. So Thursday, let me just make sure I don't say the what they are incorrectly. Thursday is the clone body removal call, and Friday is the entity removal special. So somebody wrote in, Ron, thank you for the special opportunity to ride light being horses after Thursday's healing call and the heart knots clearing on Friday's healing call. I am so enjoying all the weekday phone calls.
Great.
Do you remember doing those healings, Ron?
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really fun when you let us do the horse ride, which you have done. Okay. Somebody just wrote in, I was on the call today. At some point, I fell into a deep sleep, and that's common, we know. Can you describe some of the call? How did it end? Thank you.
At the very end, you were actually did the water charging. That was automatic, and that was straight up on the hour. Then I actually increased the call an extra hour. So you had 2 hours just to lay down and relax and instruct the light beings what you'd like for healing. So that's what the end of the call was like. Back to you.
Okay. Yeah, that was really nice. And also, just to remind people, I do think you shared this today, Ron, or recently anyway, that always, even on the healing calls, you always want to speak aloud what it is that you want the light beings to work on. Okay. Now we have another testimonial, Ron, about the spirit in the box clearing that we did last month. Since the spirit in the box clearing, I am more empowered, more peaceful, and feel as though something big left me, even though I know I actually have more of my spirit back with me.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, because we had to clean out the people in order to get more of you with you. So, yeah, that's probably what happened. You felt some negativity leave, maybe some blockages. It's hard to describe, you know, what you want to call that, but it's something that's not of you or was never created by the light, and that gets released. And then your spirit can come more fully into you, so... I think we went through six boxes when we did the spirit in the box. So people had typically up to or including six energies of their spirit saved from the dark side coffins, in a sense, somewhere out in the Beyondo. Well, you could possibly call that people call it a soul retrieval. I'm sure that this is probably 1,000 times more in depth. You're probably more like talking about the emotional body on a soul retrieval level, not knowing the difference. Plus, if they were to find these, they would have to battle the aliens. And I'm sure the practitioner probably would not very well afterwards. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. So, as it's Saturday night and... we do so much healing, which is wonderful on the light ship. It's a nice night to answer some questions, I feel, about some clearings. And we have someone wrote in a couple of questions about the skin auric field clearing, which is fairly new. And it's one of the few, first of all, it's an unlimited healing. So you purchase it once and you have it forever. But there is a prerequisite. You have to have done the emotional clearing, and send. You can't find this clearing on the website. You have to send Ron an email with the receipt of your emotional clearing, and then he'll send you the username and password to get into it. But a lot of people have purchased it and use it, and it's a wonderful healing. So this person is asking, I just wanted to tell you, Ron, because I know you create these, of course, create these healings, but then you don't always remember exactly all the pieces. And this is a very involved, very thorough healing. And you, of course, put your name at the top, and then you choose what you want worked on. And the options are, it's okay if I read all these, Ron?
Yeah, that'd be great, sure.
Okay. Head, neck, shoulders, arms, and hands, chest area, stomach slash intestine area, hip, leg, feet, spine slash back, front side, back side, left side, right side. Then it goes on to relationships slash courtings with others, relationships slash courtings with objects and things, addictions and patterns, dislikes, judgment, and racism, sexual, talking, hearing, smelling, time, thoughts, vision, watching, seeing. Then energy imitating a person, energy imitating an object. And then finally, custom input. So I'm asking for people to share, who have done this clearing, the ways in which they have used it. Because we have a couple of people asking, well, what do you mean by that, and what should I, how should I use this, and what should I use it for? And our other listeners are always there for people who have questions. The default on this, it then goes into 14 steps of clearing one issue. And the default time is only 15 minutes. And the way I've used it every time is I put in an issue and I run it through 15 minutes through each one. And Ron has actually added one that didn't get listed, which is muscle memory, that we can put after our names at the top and also clear muscle memory. And then I lots of times don't even have to go back to rerun anything. I feel like it clears it right out. It's so powerful. So I really recommend this healing. And again, love to hear from anyone who's done it and how they feel.
I can do a sample of one of those. What should I do a sample of?
Oh, let me go back there, Ron. Let's see. Oh, I'm trying to think, which was the person asking about what it meant? How about energy imitating a person? Could you clear that from us?
So that would be on a timeline, correct?
I guess so, yes.
Give it a try here. So here we go. This kind of feels a little heavy. This could be maybe a shapeshifter energy inside of people. Maybe they live on timelines where you're living, and that's probably where they hopped into you, is on a alien timeline. So here we go. One, to see if your body changes or relaxes more. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Well, let's see if anybody felt something leave them. That'd be very interesting to see. Back to you.
And that is reminding me, Ron, somebody had a question about numbers. When they see numbers, should they clear that on the natal barcode or the timeline crash? And then, I don't think I've done this, but what about also on the skin auric protection? Like, what would be the best is I guess, their question. Ron?
I'm thinking everybody should probably, you know, have the NATO barcode where you could get rid of numbers and things. Just trying to see, and you know, some of the keywords. The timeline crashing, which would be on the Skinora one, you know, can affect you too. Maybe we just see what the other callers are trying to, or what they've done. So a lot of the clearings overlap each other. I think if you're dealing with words, keywords, and numbers, and situations, if it's been up through your whole life, which it probably has, you definitely want to get the NATO barcode clearing. Back to you.
Well, yeah, I found that once you clear something on that, it doesn't come back. But if it does, then you think about, oh, that isn't gone yet. Why is that still happening? I need to go a little deeper with it and clear it.
Yep.
Okay. So somebody wrote in that they must be at work because they feel like they are feeling like being attacked, like the dark energies of someone at their work. And they're saying they've done this dark side practitioner, curses, hexes, and spells, but the person, I guess, keeps coming back for more. Is there anything else you can suggest for them to do, Ron, or could we perhaps do some kind of clearing on the show?
Well, what I think they probably want to do is to get the alien to light clearing. Well, maybe that energy wants to get out of here and it's maybe bothering you. That's what I would think. So back to you, Ann.
Oh, okay. Well, that was that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Especially if someone is listening to this show and feeling like something's going on. Yeah, that's great. That's very helpful, Ron. Okay, let me get back into some of these questions.
Yeah, what I will say, you know, if you feel like you're under attack, for me to do one clearing for you on any of the VBS programs that we have, it's not going to fix your problem. It might get rid of the thing for a little bit, but you need to go deeper and probably get on that alien attack page and maybe do some other alien things if you believe that's what it is. Because, you know, also you may want to clear your parents, okay? Well, most people, I'd say probably 90% of the people who have been under alien attack, so as your parents and grandparents. So they're just checking up on you because they already have your number, and they have their number too. So you want to maybe get rid of, if your parents are living, clear that out. And you could even probably do get on and do timeline crashes, even if your parents are no longer here. Maybe do timeline crashes on them before you were born. That would go back in time, and maybe the aliens will forget about attacking them before they had you. That's a possibility, but that would be pretty involved for you to maybe clear 1 month at a time or something. But anyway, you know, there are remedies, just trying to find the right one for it. You know, try all the free clearings that we have dealing with aliens. Not get on the alien attack page and get on the skin aura clearing to do the timeline crashes. And you may want to go back and do like a seven generational one to see if that would work. I don't know how you would get into that, though. You may have to do a special clearing for yourself, which is a whole lifetime clearing for alien attack, and then from there go into the seven generational ones. Well, back to you.
Okay, well, I think you probably helped the person a great deal, Ron, by you know, pinpointing that alien thing. I didn't catch if you mentioned, though, the help enslaved aliens. That might help too. Do you think we should release some aliens tonight on the show, or any listening that want to get out?
We could do that. So here we go. Remember, you're living in their dimension also, but you can't see them. Here we go, releasing the energies in your room, maybe even in you. So here we go. Count to 100. So this is the clearing that we have, and it's on YouTube and also, I think, on the website there in the top. This is, help enslave aliens. Get some out of here. I don't think there's too many politicians left or dignitaries or whatever you want to call them, elite people, on this planet any longer. I think we've managed to get all of them. So what would be left here is another replica. So trying to find a human or another species that looks human. I think we probably got rid of all of them, at least 99% of them, or if not more. I don't feel any energies from these people. We're already, caged up somewhere outside, being watched by time-traveling soldiers. Here we go. We've seen trapped and enslaved aliens that are here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Let's have some comments from people just to see maybe your room was cold and now it's warmer. As they left, maybe you might feel more secure in your body now. You feel like you have more space. We'll just see if we have any comments like that. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. So somebody wrote in, I have done the whole life and specific emotional clearings. I have the unlimited and use it when specific buttons are pushed in me. My question is, should I go into the whole life clearing once a month and put in specific days and start the whole life clearing from the last date, from today's date, to keep me clear, and also continue to use it with any buttons that come up day to day?
Yeah, that's what you do. As far as the unlimited, when you find that your buttons are being pushed, then, that night, clean that out of you, for that day. That's fine. But what you don't want to do, and I heard some people mentioning this at some point a while back, is that they're trying to think of what they need to clear. By the way, that you're on timelines when you try to find a problem. Well, never look for a problem unless it comes up in your face, okay? Because you go down the rat hole and the aliens will think you're looking at something, trying to figure out what's wrong with you, in a sense. And when you start investigating, then they will put you on those timelines because they control your thoughts and they know what you're thinking. So just like Santa Claus, you know? So you don't want to overthink anything. If a situation happens and you react to it, then, yep, I'm reacting to that. So that opened up some energy stored deep inside of me, and it just got activated, and I want to get it out of me. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. I'll keep going on emails. Does anyone know how close the Ascension event is? I am putting my clearings in the New Earth Transport. Is there anything else to do besides the clearings that can assure I go to the New Earth? I have done the whole life emotional clearing, the death barcode, the body jumpstart special, all the free sessions on the website, and the spirit barcode removal.
Okay, so what happens is that you clean yourself out more and more through doing different clearings, which means that, remember, the light does not know darkness. So the darkness in you will never go to the light. And the light never created the darkness, but the darkness does create a false light, which I call the light of the darkness. So, getting back to how much of you will go to the new earth, the new earth is there to safeguard you so that you're able to bring your bits and pieces of what you have cleared out. Once your body is cleared, then that goes to the new earth. As far as you trying to materialize there or anything else, you're already there. Once you do a clearing, once you, put the information into the new earth transport clearing. So what happens is, as you do more and more clearings, even if you have the unlimited, each time you do one of the, like, emotional unlimited clearings, because you had your buttons pushed, that energy now that was in you on the surface, which could go pretty deep in you, but that gets cleared out. And the part of your body that's holding the negative charge, which is what happened when you had your buttons pushed. Okay, so either you got your buttons pushed and it activated your DNA, or it was kind of like floating around, somebody read it on your psychic billboard. But either way, once you get activated, then you want to clean it off of you. So another way of stating this, what part or what cells of your body was holding that DNA, the darkness that you have, prevented your spirit from being with you? So what happened is, you, when you clear that energy, we'll just keep it very simple. We'll say that it was your little toe. Well, that would have to have a lot of stuff in it, but we'll just talk about your little toe. So you had a problem, you cleared it, and all of a sudden your little toe is free and your spirit's in your little toe. So when you put the energy in from clearing that awful phone call that you got, all of a sudden your little toe is now, we'll say, on the new earth with your spirit. Now, you may have, one of your thumbnails there. You may have part of your ear. Maybe you have a couple of hair follicles there. And so all those will be there with your spirit. So as you do more and more clearings, then you're able to have more of you there. And as you start to become more conscious, you're going to find that you're walking in two different realities. When you're in the present moment, then your little toe and, the different parts of you, will say, are aware, and you're able to go to the new earth with those energies. You're now taking what you have here from the earth that was taken over by aliens, and now you're going into the new earth automatically. They feel the difference there. And that's when you're out of time completely. And, you may not be able to stay there very long. You will go there also when you're being creative, doing something, and time stops for you. But when time stops, you still could be connected here to the alien timelines. You still may be able to sense, the source energy on the new earth. So you can walk in two different arenas at one time and not even really realize it. But a lot of people do recognize and feel much better when in the present moment, because spirit is only on the new earth. The one over here would be your replica of you, owned human body with a fabricated spirit or a little piece of you. On the new earth, you have more of you there. Hopefully that helps. I know we talked about this on one of the other programs that we had. You know what show that was on, Ann? I know it was in March. Maybe it was the second week in March or something.
Go back and check. Maybe a listener will know and can send that in.
Well, as far as
that, I could go back and look at our notes from the different shows.
So as far as ascension, no way of knowing. And if you want to save your body, you have to do, clearings to get rid of your darkness. Well, that's basically what it is, because you have 2,000 years of darkness in you. That's why you want to do the pre-clearing. It's a 2,000 darkness barcode, I believe. Help yourself out. That will also get rid of some energy off of you. But you remember, what Jesus talked about, we'll say 2,000 years ago, about cleaning yourself out, which is what he was doing, is getting rid of those energies. In the Bible, they talk about your sins, so we'll just keep it at that, making it very simple. So that's your darkness energy. And so he cleared you from your sins. Back then, didn't have a lot of information going out. You don't have the TV and the radio and the internet. And plus, you corrupted yourself for 2,000 years. But the philosophy and the teaching is the same exact thing. That now you're so much more contaminated living here for 2,000 years because you missed the ascension last time. So it can be kind of disconcerting realizing that, but that's life on this planet. It was much easier back then to take your body with you for the ascension because how much information, if you happen to have that clearing then at that time, how much information did you really know about? You had a very limited mind energy. Not much memory of anything, probably. What are you doing, milking goats, talking to people? You don't have a lot of external stuff because you probably lived a little nowhere on a mountainside or something, or you're fishing. For now, you have all this stuff. Millions of times of stuff, plus what did your ancestors think from their last lifetime, And what kind of practices did your parents do or grandparents do, just making it, more realistic to you. So you have six people. What was their practices, spiritual practices, and how did they contaminate you? That's only going back six people. Oh, what's their belief system? And that's passed on to you, and that's stored inside of you. Oh, that's what you need to release from you. We do have the religious indoctrination clearing. That's very good if your parents are, really connected to religion and you were forced to go into something. And also do that alien baptism clearing. That one will really set you free, because that takes you out of the control of the main religion here on the planet, in a sense. It may not be the main one now, but it was. So anyway, time is going by very quickly. Back to you, Ann.
It is, Ron. Yes, thank you for all that information. And I always try to mention, and people do write in and thank Ron often for this, but he has a lot of free clearings on his website. Again, it's creationlightship.com if you haven't been there. So one of them is one I use a lot, too. It's the satellite timeline crash. And a listener wrote in, I want to share a new discovery of the clearing. I was listening to, I don't know if they mean they were in a room where someone was listening to a radio show, and some New Age information came on. And just as they were about to share some kind of transmission, their line got disconnected. And they felt like it was that satellite timeline crash. And I think that's such a great thing. Thank you for sharing that, because sometimes you're in a situation, perhaps at work or out somewhere, where you're listening to or, someone has a TV on or something. And so that's a great clearing to put on. I think it's a really good one, Ron. Always keeping in mind, we may have some new people on. Can you share a little about the satellite timeline crash and what else it might do for us?
Yeah, so the free clearings are all external things happening to you, okay? All these external things are how the aliens are connecting to you. It will not help you whatsoever for the ascension process, okay? You see, why is that? It's because it's not internal. Your internalness, your body, which is corrupted, needs to be cleaned out. okay, along with your spirit. So these things, you can get them off of you to feel better, but it will have nothing to do with the ascension process. If you're thinking you can just do all these clearings and ascend, that no way, just takes away the external. You need to work on your internal, which is the whole lifetime clearings. So as far as satellite timeline crash, what you have is the aliens are transmitting something to you. Oh, we all know that what you probably see out there, maybe with the planets and stars, may not be real. They may be holograms. And from there, you're being used by the aliens to transmit stuff to you. And so that's things further away. Look at all the ship clouds above your head, those flat-bottom clouds. Hello. So how close are they? Well, maybe what are they, at 10,000 feet or something? And then you get the fog coming in. Well, that could be the aliens, too, coming. And the fog energy, especially the black mist. And that's a free clearing, too. Anyway, that's to help to get rid of that transmission that's being connected to you, to your body. And along with that, we have the head connectors, which is kind of what they connect to. And you always want to have your crown chakra closed, which could help you with eliminating a lot of their connections to you. And you also, somehow, if you do the shrink wrap, that could possibly help you with your meridians. Meridians is how they get you through your chakra system. They gave you that. They copied the light. Like I said, the light of the darkness copies the light. And from there, you used to have a system in your body that was all light, which would be your meridians. Communication and to keep your body connected to, source energy. And then the aliens took it over, and then they call it the chakra system. That's also the way they hook you up. Oh, it's back to you, Anne.
Okay. Now, I can't find the exact email, but somebody else was asking if you could talk about the green goo, green mist clearing. I don't know if I'm getting the name right. And I thought before we move on to other topics, is there anything you could share about that one in particular?
Well, it's just the energy that they use. I'll do a sample of that.
Yeah, green mist and goo, that's what it's called, sorry.
Oh, so just see how your body feels. This is more like a slime energy. If you have a slime, we have a slime coat, we have a web coat, I believe. It may not be called coat, but we have a slime and a web. And a sludge body clearing. So we have three of these energies, along with the green goo stuff and then the black mist. So we have, these clearings on the website. Two of them are free. The other one, I believe are whole lifetime clearings. But here we go. This will be the green one. So how your body feels, releasing the energy from you. And I have to count to move the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Okay. So, see how your body is responding to this here. Like, we can go to the light ship in a couple of minutes here.
Okay. Great. When we are still accepting room requests from people, if you'd like to send those in, and we did get some, thank you. And also remember to be ready to request your healing. Okay, someone wrote in that tonight's enslaved aliens clearing. I had lots of movement in my body. I feel more peaceful and relaxed. I was coughing and sneezing a lot today. Lots of pollen in the air. I feel much better. Coughing has stopped. I feel stronger. Thank you, Ron.
Sounds like the aliens probably were allergic to pollen.
Hmm.
Doo-doo.
That's interesting. So maybe whatever was bothering this person, maybe the pollen rather will stop bothering them.
That'd be nice. The aliens are probably breathing it and making your body, since they're maybe connected to your body a little bit, that they were sneezing too, and was there sneezing? And their watery eyes. Never know.
Right. Okay, someone wrote in, I need more than Monopoly money to pay for clearings. And suggestion, do the psychic billboard when your tax money comes in, and then self-empowerment and poverty clearings. Thank you. Great suggestions. Thank you. And from the clearing you did earlier, I felt more relaxed. Hi, Ron. Thank you for explaining how the light works as far as our spirit being on the new earth. You mentioned the little pinky. My pinky needs healing as well as the other toes. Thank you. Well, yes, every once in a while, we had a couple from the last couple of weeks or so. People will write in a physical complaint. Well, this is your time to ask for that to be cleared when we go to the light ship. So it's quarter of, Ron, and I'll put our room requests in the fast chat for you.
Hey, great. This only works live on tonight's CBS radio show. If you're on an archive, you're going to feel peace energy, but you will not go to the light ship. You think about trying to go there, you will be on the light ship of darkness. You don't want to get stuck there. It'll be an abduction. So here we go. I'm going to bring you up to the light ship here. And here we go. Remember, the darkness can copy and paste the light ship. Not the same thing, but that's what they do. They copied everything of light. So we call it the light of the darkness. Here we go. Bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And request one specific healing that you'd like to have. And according to how well you cleaned your body out, because the energetic bodies that are left here that do not go to the life ship because they were not created by a source energy. They were created by the earth spirit to protect you from darkness. Those energies still stay here. Well, if you happen to clean out enough of an energetic body that's causing your problem, you may have a miracle healing right now. So here we go, going up, being bilocated continuously this process. So went up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it looks like our first room is for polar bears, so that's your healing. There's always three light beams that appear as a polar bear or whatever else we go into. So here we go. Here comes that energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Next we have a willow tree room. Never been in there before. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Subterfuge room, is that a lot to get rid of stubborn things that could be attached to you? So here we go. Centrifuge room, think of your one specific healing you'd like to have. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we got deer room and baby elephants. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Somebody wants the green mud bathroom. So here we go. Going to be immersed in mud, taking away toxins. Oh, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we got crystal salt room. So here we go. And request your one specific healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into a room with the gold dust energy. And we'll have one more room after this one here. So gold dust. So stronger, 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 and stronger.
And I think the last room we're going to go into with the dolphins. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And I think I'll do another room here. So we all have heard of maybe merman and mermaid. So here we go. On to this energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. Request your healing for what you'd like to have done with the merman or mermaids can do for you. And back from the light ship now. Getting our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Here we go. Here, one, two, three, four, and five. So you may have felt the room change a little bit. Normally it'll shift slightly because now you're here where before you were bilocated. What I'd like to do for everybody is if you happen to have maybe you have some flowers, live plants, or it could be flowers in a vase or something. Maybe you have a special bush outside or a tree. Maybe you have some roses next to your window or something. Let's do that here right now. So we're going to make that real for you. So it might be dark in your area, so maybe put on a lighter flashlight. And we're going to start making that, whatever you're choosing, to become real for you. Here we go. Oh, stronger, 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 and stronger. We got one other room. We'll go back to the light ship. We're there right now, instantly, and we're going to go into one room which has a lot of cleansing ability to make you feel really good, revitalize. So this is the waterfalls. So this is Lightship Waterfalls. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Watch your plants right now or whatever you chose to look at. Back right now, and I'll turn it over to Ann. So, Ann, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ron. That was, as always, a wonderful, wonderful time on the lightship. So, I know everyone appreciates it. Thank you so much. Somebody already sent in a testimonial. I feel so relaxed and peaceful. Being with the baby elephants was unique and precious. That was really nice. Thank you, Ron. I feel like that gold dust room, I know it has nothing to do with money, but it just feels so energizing, and I feel like it energizes people to more prosperity or something. So thank you for that. Okay, I'll and of course, as always, we would love to hear from people how they felt from their trip on the lightship. Some people see things when they're up there, and we love to hear from them as well. So please send your testimonials to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So we have a person, Ron, who wrote in, and they're really, really getting going well on doing the healings. They've done the whole life emotional healing, the death barcode, the spirit barcode, and some others, the body jumpstart, and a lot of really great whole life healings, and they feel improvements. They appreciate it all. They know it takes time. Not sure yet what's next for them, but they're making their plan, what they're going to do, etc. So, congratulations to this person for finding Creation Lightship. So here's the question, and I know you've talked about this before. This person has a spouse, and they do listen, but not interested in doing any clearings. So they're running the 2,000-year darkness barcode, but do you have any other suggestions for someone who's in a situation where they are doing healings, but the person they are partnered with is not?
Well, the first thing, you need to do the emotional clearing for your partner, one. And remember, they're half price, a lifetime one, so that's why it's half price, so you can do your partner. So if you do, you know, sounds like maybe it's probably a woman who's writing that in, I would guess, typically. So do the mental clearing for yourself, and then do the mental clearing for your partner. That might help out a lot, too. Whatever you do for yourself, it's highly recommended to do your partner, because both want to be on the same page. The clearings work so quickly and so fast, you know, your whole life, you know, paradigm can change for you within a few days. And they're still stuck, you know, probably back in the year 2000, where you got moved up to the present moment. Okay? So you need to help out the people around you, especially if anybody has any kids, children, you know, that's a big one. And remember, when you are looking at the end of the year here, most get-togethers of people and families, they have typically unions or something coming on, or a get-together. You know, there's always, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, you know, if you have problems with that, going into that situation, then you want to start clearing those people from the past that may have had bad comments about you or something. Maybe they have a grudge on you or whatever. Well, you know, you want to start clearing them between now and the end of the year, so that that event happens when you all meet together, you know, everybody will be peaceful. Whatever else there is, maybe there's a certain day that you guys have that, you know, everybody gets together. Sure enough, there's always a conflict with some people, possibly in the family. And, you know, you want to clear those people. Well, back to you.
Okay. Another testimonial for our just now trip to the light ship. Heaviness in chest released in dolphin room. Gold room tingles all over. Joy in baby elephant room. Thank you, Ron. That's very nice. Thank you, listener. Yeah, that gold dust room is a good one. They all are, but thank you. Basically, Ron, it's really just, it's all source energy, it's all healing, and it's just ways that we can experience that healing in different environments and energies. Is that right?
Yes, and like I say, sometimes, you know, you may need to get the magnetic twisted body clearing. That's a good one. So let's say you've done a few clearings. Let's say you did a dozen of them. And, you know, you need to get everything into alignment to have those clearings maybe work 100% for you. So if your energetic bodies are out of alignment, I kind of talk about that, like looking at like a picket fence or telephone poles, you know. As you look at them, they're typically all in a straight line. So just think of your 108 bodies that you have, and maybe you have a couple that are not in a straight line, and they're to the left or the right, or they're crooked, we'll say, or upside down even. So that body is not going to have a healing. So we'll say that you did a dozen clearings, and for some reason, you know, you're very efficient, and, you know, maybe say 105 bodies got this clearing and it's great. But these other three are messed up. So you're never going to get well until those other three actually get put back into alignment. And then all those 12 clearings that you've had in the past, doesn't matter how far back you've had them, it will now activate on those three individual bodies. And all of a sudden now they're all in alignment, and voila, you may have a healing that happens instantly for you. So remember, if you only had a couple bodies, that would be, you know, a lot easier, but you have 108 of them. So when you do the magnetic twisted body clearing, then you're working with that. to get those bodies back into spiritual integrity. Your spirit can heal them. Anything else you want to add with that?
No. I mean, I feel like, you know, that magnetic and twisted body is very important, and you've even suggested that we do it as often as once a week. So, yeah, that's really a good one. Okay. Here's something interesting, Ron, back to something we were talking about earlier in the show, so I thought I would bring it up. We were talking about when people see these controlling numbers. It's very, you know, concerning. And basically, this person is describing just what we talked about. They've already cleared their numbers on the natal barcode and the alien attack page, which that's a great idea. And they felt they had gotten a hold of it, and then after the spirit in the box clearing, they really felt fantastic. They felt like, wow, I feel like I'm becoming a light being. I'm so peaceful. But then it came back, and they're seeing the controlling numbers again. And so, you know, it's really what we were just talking about. I would say that this person needs to now timeline crash those numbers. What would you say, Ron?
Yeah.
They're looking for suggestions.
Right, you know, do the alien keyword intercept, put them on the NATO barcode. Remember, those are tracking numbers. So those tracking numbers are connected to you. Another thing, remember, you may not, I guess people know this, you know, I happen to have a few Jewish friends, and a couple of them had the tattoos on them with the numbers. I think most of those people now who lived at that time possibly aren't living any longer, you know, or they're very, very old. But basically, we'll just say that, though, we'll just go back time and say we're like 50 years ago, okay, in the past. So now you're going to see a lot of the people in the concentration camps that were in World War II will have these tattoos on them, on their arms. So they have the numbers. And so if you have that on you, and we'll just say we're talking like 50 years ago, when it would be more prevalent because people are still living, then you definitely want to clear those numbers off of your arm, because who knows what the heck that's attached to, okay? So you want to clear those numbers, and that could be just on your body. So that's like your own personal barcode, you know, that's what's put on you. If you and then I guess going a little differently, if you happen to have tattoos on you and you have numbers, you want to clear the numbers on that. I don't know if people get numbers on tattoos or not, but normally, you know, the numbers are going to be a tracking device. That's basically what I'm talking about. So if you happen to see numbers all the time, consistently, and, oh, that's my favorite number, or, gee, my digital clock is saying 1111 again, or 111, you know, remember, you don't really look at it to see what time it is. On a clock, you know, typically, you may want to know when 12 o'clock is, because that's lunchtime if you're working. But if you're not working, or it's a Saturday or Sunday, probably really don't care what time it is unless you have an appointment someplace to meet somebody or whatever. But yet, you know, all of a sudden that clock comes around to 11:11. Now it's at 11:10. And for some reason, aliens get a hold of you. And all of a sudden, they make you turn your head, move your eyes down to your digital clock, and you go, oh, man, it's 11:11 again. Well, did you really want to know that it's 11:11? No. But that's the way they say, ah, we got this one. They're hooked up. We got that fish hooked in their mouth, and the line is tight, and we now got them. Now, this is our validation that we have the mind control because you're seeing 11:11 again. That's what all that stuff means. So I guess our show will be ending shortly here. You keep seeing those numbers, you know, in a barcode to possibly get it off you. You know, the alien keyword intercept, that's a free clearing, could possibly do it. I'd rather do something on the alien attack page. But, you know, just know that that's your tracking number. I'm going to try to get rid of it. I see it. Or cover your clock up. That make the aliens really upset. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, well, let me see, Ron, if I have something quickly that I could read. It's pretty much time for us to say goodbye. I'll just remind everybody that tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time is the 7-hour healing call. So if you enjoyed this evening's trip to the lightship, tomorrow will be 7 hours of that kind of healing. And our next BBS radio show will be Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. So I hope you'll join us for that. And thank you, Ron.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. And then we have our one call, special call for $20 on the 27th of this month. And that'll be for Shackles. Oh, that's 1 o'clock Pacific time, the 27th. So here we go. Let's do the mind and heart drop, everybody. You have to say out loud, otherwise you're in darkness if you think about it. You don't want to be there. Here we go. So you say, and I'll command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, and pop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Here we go, everybody. So blessings. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.